Hello, I'm Dr. Charles David Tauber, CEO of the Coalition for Work with Psychotrauma and Peace, the CWWPP. To see more of what we do, please have a look at our website, www.cwwpp.org. There, you can also give your comments on this podcast and make suggestions for new ones. Today, we're going to talk about depression. And depression is something that occurs in a very large number of people. And in fact, the number of people who are suffering depression is increasing. What is depression? Firstly, we can say that it's a feeling of sadness and loss of interest in things that you once enjoyed. We'll go into the symptoms and we'll go into the causes of it and the consequences of it in a while. But it can be extremely debilitating and it can cause a lot of dysfunction. Some people make a distinction between sadness and depression. We don't really know how many people suffer from depression because not everybody reports it. People are sad a lot of the time. And the question is, what is the threshold for calling it depression? Or when is it, quote unquote, only, and it's not only. Sadness. We know that more women have depression than men. We know that it can start in the teens and early 20s, and that it can be very high between 45 and 65. We know that it's inheritable, but that's disputable because is it genetic or is it transmitted? That means if you're around people with depression, you make it. And that occurs in a lot of people. There are quite a number of types of depression. There's what you might call standard depression, which is long-term sadness, long-term loss of interest. There's what would be called peripartum depression. What that means is that depression occurs around the birth of a baby. And by the way, that can be in both men and women. It's not only women who get that. In women, there's perimenstrual depression. In other words, around the menstrual cycle. There's what is known as seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. That kind of depression occurs around the holidays, such as Christmas, and it occurs at the end of the year. It's pretty well known that that has to do with light, and so it may even be able to be treated by very strong lights. There's bipolar syndrome. That's manic depressive syndrome. That means people go from highs to lows, and that can occur in a cyclic manner, or it can occur randomly, more or less. There's psychotic depression. That's depression that occurs with a loss of reality in the person. We can make the differentiation between so-called endogenous depression, that's more or less organic depression, and reactive depression. That's depression as a reaction to events, and that occurs fairly frequently. There can be persistent depression. There can be chronic depression. There can be situational depression. In other words, depression depending on a specific situation. There can be a number of psychological causes of depression. As we've said, depression can be transmitted one person to another. If you're in a situation, if you're around people who are depressed, then you may get depression as well. Trauma can cause depression, particularly trauma in early childhood. And in fact, any kind of trauma in early childhood can cause a variety of psychological reactions. Low self-esteem is another one. If you have a very low opinion of yourself, you may get depressed. There are lots of triggers that can cause depression. Certain days of the year, we've already talked about seasons, remembering certain events, certain circumstances can cause depression. There are lots of things that can be triggers. There are a number of medical causes of depression. Thyroid problems are one of them. Vitamin deficiencies, such as vitamin D and vitamin B in particular, are well known. Chronic illness can cause depression. Drugs can cause depression. Certain therapeutic drugs can cause it, but also substance abuse can cause depression. And that can be a vicious cycle. The depression can cause the use of the drugs, and the use of the drugs can cause the depression. Physical pain can cause depression, and depression can cause physical pain. There are many other medical causes of depression. And if you are depressed, you should get yourself checked out by a doctor. What are the symptoms of depression? Let's go through some of them. First of all, we should say that the expression of depression is very individual, and each person is slightly different in this. And one major symptom is feeling sad, the loss of pleasure in things that you once enjoyed, weight changes, and you can either gain weight or you can lose weight. There can be changes in your sleep patterns. So either you can sleep a very long time or you can sleep very little. Both can be symptoms of depression. You will feel a loss of energy, tiredness. You may increase your purposeless activity, in other words, pacing, doodling, clicking your fingers, tapping with a pencil, can be anything. You may slow down your movement and your speech may be slowed down. We've already talked about feeling worthless and a low self-image. You may feel guilty about it. Very typical for depression is difficulty in thinking, in concentrating, and in making decisions. And that's very important in many cases. You may think of death and you may think of suicide. That can be dangerous, and you can even go over to suicide attempts. Sexual dysfunction is very common, and loss of thoughts about sex, they're very common in depression. There can be behavioral issues, particularly in children. Children can misbehave, adults can misbehave. Some diseases can get worse with depression. Arthritis, asthma, cardiovascular diseases, cancer, diabetes, and we've already mentioned weight problems. Some of the consequences, the further consequences of depression, can be social isolation. And that also can be a vicious cycle, because if you're depressed, you isolate yourself from people. And if you isolate yourself from people, you can get depressed. People who are depressed, they'll harm themselves, and they cut themselves, and they do other kinds of things to harm themselves. Suicide can be a result of depression. Panic attacks can be consequence of depression. Depression can be a reaction, and it's actually okay and not so bad to be depressed or sad at any rate, after loss, in difficult situations, and at other times that are difficult. You should not condemn yourself. You should not feel guilty because you are depressed. The point is to find mechanisms for yourself to control your feelings and to deal with the depression. There can be lots and lots of mechanisms. We've already discussed some of the mechanisms in previous podcasts. Get your feelings out. Very important. Write, do art, do music. We have a whole podcast about that. Talk to people. Very, very important. Keep talking when you're depressed. Don't pull back. Do things you like. Reevaluate the situation and reframe it. Try to give it a different context. Put a different light on it. Mourn if you have to, if you have a loss. Find coping mechanisms. Exercise. Go walking. Go running. Do exercise indoors, but do something. Aside from this kind of thing that we've just talked about, there are other treatments for depression. There are drugs, antidepressants, and they're useful in some circumstances. We've mentioned that for seasonal depression, sometimes light helps. There are lots and lots of alternative therapies, and we won't go into them here, but there are quite a few of them, natural remedies for depression. For those of you who are working with people who have depression, it's difficult for you. Being around somebody who is depressed is not easy, and you may actually get it from the other person. In turn, you have to talk to somebody. Take a look at, again, our podcast on that. Get assistance. Get what is called supervision, psychological supervision. Talk to another person who is dealing with this. Care for yourself. Know your limits about dealing with a person with depression. Try to have some balance. Do things you like, but talk to somebody else. Depression, as we've said, is very common, and in fact, in this world, is getting even more so. It's a very important phenomenon. If you are depressed, get help. Get talking to somebody. Do something about it. Thank you for listening to this. I hope that this podcast has assisted you, and we'll see you next time.